know, not get, all of that is bearing. How many knows it's up to us to bear fruit as Christians once we're born again? Well, now the fruit bearers done come on the inside of us. And I began to ponder, and I started thinking about, and I thought, you know, Lord, when I'm bearing fruit, when I'm not yielding to anger, when I'm not yielding to fear, you know, and all these things, you know, just like, you know, you heard our president, you know, got contracted COVID, you know, and he used to come out of the hospital really quick, and then he said, don't fear it. Well, it made a lot of people mad. You know, it made a lot of really people mad, and media jumped on it and started downing him. And, you know, I don't care if it was Biden or who. I'm just talking about what happened, you know. And I'm sitting there, and they were saying he shouldn't have said that. And I thought, but my Bible says fear not. I thought, you know what? He come out and he told us don't fear it. Don't let it control your life. He didn't say it ain't real. He didn't say it's not affecting and killing people. He didn't say none of that, you know. And I thought, that's what bearing fruit means, Lord. You know, we don't yield to fear. We don't yield and let it control our lives, you know, and all of that. That's bearing fruit. And you know what? That brings me joy. And all of a sudden, you know, I thought, glory to God, when we bear fruit, we have joy. And we'll have peace. Jesus said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, didn't he? He told the disciples, he said, I'm telling you this. He said, and my Father is mightier than me. He said, but my peace I'm going to give. He was telling them, whenever the Holy Spirit comes, how many knows we have the Holy Spirit with us, the Comforter, the one that walks beside us, that teaches us, you know, teaches us to abide in faith or whatever, you know. And I thought about it. I thought, you know, the Bible says don't fear. You know, we're not to fear. Get informed, but don't fear. You know, and not fearing is bearing fruit. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear has torment, the Bible says. It torments you. When you fear, you know, just like dreading your job, dreading jobs, that's fear. When you're dreading something, that's fear. Faith energizes. Faith will cause you to be energized, you know. And when we bear fruit, you know, and I thought about the scripture over in Galatians 5:22. It says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, faithfulness. You know, that, and you know, I didn't know for a long time, but God quickened me to that scripture, you know, about 20 years ago. And he spoke to me, and he said, that is the proof that the Holy Spirit is in your life. The fruit of the Spirit. The fruit that the Spirit of God bears. When we're yielding to God, we're yielding to the Spirit. And when we yield to the Spirit, it begins to bear fruit. We'll have peace when everybody else is all tore up. You know, you might be here, just like I got a letter back from the ones in India, and I believe that it's not wasn't over, and I said it to y'all guys, and people started giving, you know, and we're going to do it just a little bit longer. But I got a letter today, and he's telling me, that's done run out, you know, and thank y'all for what you did and blah, 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 blah. I didn't really respond back. I just thought, you just don't know, buddy. You know, you got more coming. God ain't through. God's just not through. It's been, see, in my mind, I thought, well, how do we do this? You know, your mind will say, how's it going to work out? Not India, I'm talking about you now. I don't know how things are going to work out. Well, we do. We know the Bible says that God, Paul said, But my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. So wherever we're at in life, you know, just like my business, now I can't get operators too much, you know. The garage door, I mean, you know, you ain't going to stall garage doors without openers. And so, I mean, and then it started just boom, boom, commercial jobs coming up and up and up. And so I told Teresa this afternoon because I tried to rest, and it was on my mind. You know, man, what am I going to do? These jobs, blah, blah, blah. I thought, I know better than that. I told Teresa, I said, I've got to cast that over on the Lord. You know, I'm not going to lose these jobs. God's going to work miracles. See, that's what we got to do. You know, that's bearing fruit when you do that. You're casting your care over on the Lord. That might be my care, but what's your care? Is it your light bill? Could be car, I don't know what it is. But you know what? That nowhere in the Bible where it says there's going to plagues come and it's going to cut off the power of God. Come on, somebody. Ain't nowhere in the Bible. I mean, the plagues were in the Bible, and you know what? God's people didn't get eat up by the locust and all that, man. I mean, they had light, and Goshen was in darkness. You know, they were out in the wilderness, and God protected them from the heat. God caused a fire by night to keep them warm where they wouldn't freeze in the desert. You know, and you know what, praise God, they did bear fruit for a while. But when things got really tough, you know, out in the wilderness, Psalm 78 over there says that they limited the Holy One of Israel with their unbelief. You know, they got to looking. They got tired. It's hot out here. Trials or whatever the case might be, you know. They got to looking at their circumstances and got their eyes off of what God had done. You know, they got to looking at how it felt and got tired of the same manna and all kinds of different things, you know. You know, I seen it here one time. We got the food ministry, you know, and all of a sudden we started getting chicken fingers and stuff, you know. I'm talking about deep freeze full, you know. I mean, we get chicken fingers. And so we started giving chicken fingers out, you know. And everybody's, whoa, yay, you know, out there. Then they kept getting them every month, and some of them got tired of getting chicken fingers. And so they started complaining about the chicken fingers. I told them, I said, don't complain about what God's given, you know. I said, because God can cut the chicken fingers off. You know, we've not had chicken fingers since. They started complaining about what God was giving them and blessing them with. We didn't hear, you know, we didn't get tired of it. I was glad, but it was more work and all that. We could have been weary in it and got weary in it. But you know what? He cut off the chicken fingers. We've had not had, our deep freezers ain't been plugged in. And some people say, well, you know, that was just going to happen. No, I don't believe it that way. I really don't believe it that way. I believe God gave them what they didn't want, what they wanted, you know. But see, that's not bearing fruit. They should have been thankful, God. I thank you, Lord. I'll eat chicken fingers till the moon goes down. It'll make me no difference. You're supplying, hallelujah, you know. Being thankful, we've got to have a thankful heart. Thank you, Lord, that we ain't got. Thank you, Lord, COVID can't come here. I'm brave enough to say it can't come here. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't fear it. You don't fear it. Now, you wash your hands, wear a mask. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with none of that. I mean, the doctor says do it, just do it, you know, and wash your hands and all that. But don't fear it. You know, acknowledge it, but don't fear it. And, you know, it's rampant. Just like the dude over there in India, he said 7 million people right now has got COVID in India where we sent that money. 7 million people. Pastors are dying, hallelujah. What he said, I don't know. I'm not over there, praise God. And I thought we built a new website and stuff, and our sermons is not able to go on there and hear them. And I thought we got to get that up and kicking. They need to hear that. They need to hear this one tonight. Don't fear it. Just don't fear it, praise God. Rebuke it. Apply the blood over your doorpost of your house. And I mean, you can't cross the blood. You do the blood by faith, right? How many knows that's bearing fruit? That's bearing fruit. That's resisting that thing. That's resisting. You know, people tell me, you're going to get a flu shot. They've told me this for 20 years, 20-something years. And I tell them, nope, not getting a flu shot. I've got the gospel. I've got the word. I eat the word. I feed on the word of healing. I resist the flu. I don't take it. I don't prepare for it. I don't get ready for it. I'm not going to have it, praise God. You know, I mean, I had glands to swell. I mean, this may not mean nothing to you. This is not just my story. I got tired of being robbed by the devil financially. I got tired of laying in the bed sick. I got tired of it. I really got tired of living with something that Jesus defeated. And so I started laying my hands on my body. I talk to my body often. And I tell my body, that might seem silly to you, but I ain't had the flu in 20-something years. I ain't gonna have the flu. Glands swelled up every time it would get cold and hot and all that. Last time I went to the emergency room, They charged me $300 and something for a room, and I never went in the room. The rooms were full, and they shot me in the rear in the hall. And then when they sent me a bill, they sent me a bill for the room. But see, what the enemy meant for bad, yeah, I know it. They got a glance. But you know what? When I got the bill, I didn't get mad, Mac, at the hospital. I was glad they was there. I was in pain, man. I mean, I ain't worried about money. Shoot me. Do something, you know. But you know what? I got mad at the devil. I thought I got robbed, $300. That was a lot of money, man. It took me a whole week to make $300. A whole week of working 40-something hours to make $300, you know. And at that time, in the challenge of giving, you know what I'm saying? When you ain't never got enough, it's hard to give. In the challenge of giving, praise God, at the same time. But I got that bill, you know, and I told the devil, I said, that is the last time you will ever get a dime out of me. But God, you know, and I paid that hospital bill, and it wasn't, I told him, I said, cause by Jesus dropped them heel. The next time it's tried to come on me, I laid my hands on my neck, and I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I apply the blood of Jesus to this body. It belongs to God, and you ain't going to put nothing on me. I'm healed of this. And you know what? I hadn't had that in 20-something years. Now, it tried to come. It don't even try to come now. And you know what? That's bearing fruit. That's bearing fruit. You know, when you're bearing fruit, it brings joy, and it brings peace. It's called fighting the good fight of faith. Well, you just don't know how bad we got it. No, but Jesus does. Jesus knows what it is. How many knows? He said he knows what you need before you ask. He said he knows everything that you have need of. He knows it. He already knows it. There's nothing we can tell God that he don't already know that we need. But see, he's done finished it. The Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and anything that steals, kills, and destroys is from the enemy. Jesus wrote it. He comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal, kill your marriage, destroy your relationships with your kids, your grandkids. He wants you sick. He wants you broke. Anything that steals and kills. And he wants you to live there and just settle for it. Just say, well, that's just the way it is. No, that's the way it is, but that ain't the way it's got to stay. We have a supernatural avenue to the things of the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Did you know you have to have a key unlocks a door? A key opens a door. He said, I give you keys to the kingdom. So there's keys to the kingdom. There's doors that has to be unlocked. Faith unlocks them. Faith unlocks those doors. Just by believing that Jesus put those stripes on him according to Isaiah 53, by his stripes, he said, by his stripes you were healed. He took upon stripes that you might be healed. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, by Jesus' stripes, by his stripes, ye were healed. Well, see, the key to unlocking that door is activating your letting your faith activate the grace that brings the healing that's already done. It's already been paid for. I know that's hard for our mind to comprehend, but you know what? That's why the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith. Well, if I just had faith, oh, you got more faith than you think. All you got to do is meditate on that word and say, I'm healed. I'm healed. The Bible says I'm healed. I call myself healed. I'm just like God. I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. You don't have to see it. You don't have to see it. Faith will cause you to see yourself healed when you're still sick. Hallelujah. It'll cause you to see yourself prospering when everybody else is not. They're wondering, why ain't God showing up for me? It's not why ain't God showing up. God is moving all the time. You know, follow Mac around. Something happening every week with this guy. And he don't have that. 4 years. I'm like, man, I got to get busy. I've been 28. Ain't something happening every day since, you know, every week. I mean, he's having to hold himself back, or we just have to let him have every service. That's great, man. I mean, that's great. That just shows you that Max in faith, Max believing God, Max, you know, he's bearing fruit. We're bearing fruit, you know, and it causes avenues to open up. Because, you know, a lot of Christians are out there, they're oppressed, they're scared of COVID. They ain't even getting out, man. They ain't even leaving the house much, you know. How you going to witness? If you're afraid, you know. God told me, he said, well, what if you get it? I said, I'm not going to get it. Well, how can you say that? I said, because the Bible says it. I said, the Bible says no plague will come down my dwelling. That's a plague, man. I said, that's a plague. I said, it says no plague will come down my dwelling. Well, either I believe that what God said God's able to do, or I'm really in fear. Hallelujah. I mean, I heard it today. It can stay on your skin for 9 hours. It can't mind. It has to die when it gets on it. I probably had it all over me and ain't got it. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, what's that stuff that breaks you out if you poison oak stuff? Yeah, the poison oak stuff. You know, I mean, I eat that one time, just keep them going to school, couldn't get it. Teresa did too. But you know what I hear people say? Oh, I can look at that poison oak and I'll get it just looking at it. Well, that's what you believe. You have it. Somebody rubbed it on their leg and you just swipe past them and you'll get it. Now, I know all of that seems like it's a fantasy world up here, but it's the Bible and it's true. See, God is a supernatural God. Jesus was supernatural. The Holy Spirit is supernatural. The Word of God is not natural. It's supernatural. It can be naturally read, but it has to be spiritually discerned. You can naturally read it, but you got to have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, causing you to be quickened to you. Just like finances. I mean, I believe that I'll never be broke again another day in my life. I was raised broke, taught broke, lived broke, you know, thought broke until I got born again. Till I got born again and began to acknowledge God, and God began to direct my path. Give me that Proverbs stuff there. 3, I think. My son, forget not my law. Talk about the Word. Let thine heart keep my commandments, his word. Go ahead. For length of days, look at here, man. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. The word of God will add long life to you. The word of God, because the Holy Spirit's in it now. We're born again. He can't do it to those out there without God. Not going to happen. Nate, read that Bible and you might as well have read a Reader's Digest. You'll get more out of it. You know. I mean, I remember when I first started out, I'd read the Bible and I didn't understand nothing, Johnny. I mean, I'd start reading and I'm like, good God, man, thou, thus, thus, all this, you know. And I'm reading it and I'm thinking, man. But you know what? I started reading it and reading it and going to church. And before you know it, he begins to quicken me to stuff. Boom, oh, there's what that means and that means and that means. And did you know what that's called? That's called revelation. In Acts over there, Jesus asked Peter, he said, who do they say that I am? Some say you're a prophet, some say you're this. He said, but who do you say I am? And Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus spoke to him and said, Peter, flesh and blood hadn't revealed that to you, but my Father which is in heaven. He said, thou art a rock, and upon that rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. You know what he was talking about? That revelation that Peter had from God that Jesus was Jesus. And that caused a light to be on the inside of him that everybody else didn't have. And he said that he'll build the church. How many knows we are the church people? I mean, when people together, we're the body of Christ, man. He said the gates of hell will not prevail. I mean, you don't need to bypass that. He said there ain't no way the gates of hell will prevail, Johnny. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that's pretty sharp to me. That means I can go out here and devils will just fall out of my way, bless God. You can't see them. They run from me. They run from this church. They run. You can't stay here. You won't. If you stay here, you won't stay sick and broke and weak and timid. You won't. You can't. The anointing and the word, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit will quicken you. I mean, time after time, talking to somebody in my family last night, one of my brothers, he's been trying to get over here, he says he has, for 6 months. Trying to go to church, Mac, for 6 months now, and can't make it from straight mountain. I'm like, really? I ain't never seen nothing that'll stop me from driving straight mountain. You know? And everything, and he is talking, you know, not, I was trying not to push church, just trying not to, you know, and all of a sudden he said, you know, my life would be a lot better, I know, because then he began to rehearse back when he used to go to church. He began to rehearse back when he was really after God. He began to rehearse back when he would read his Bible every night and pray and everything, how he felt. The Holy Spirit was bringing that to his remembrance while I was talking to him. Praise God. And he said, I know. He said, I know if I'd get back in church, he said, my life would be a whole lot better. And I started telling him, preach it, boy. You backslid, but you can preach it. You know, because you, in just a few minutes, you can't explain the power of God if you've ever experienced it in your life. The knowing you know on the inside and beyond your mind, because your mind will tell you things ain't going to work out. Your mind will tell you God ain't real. Your mind will tell you, look at everything now. Darkness is ruling. Darkness is just shutting the church down. I heard somebody say, shutting the churches down. I said, not all of them. I said, ain't shutting all of them down. I said, you can look at it. You know, Elijah got to looking negative like that. Lord, ain't nobody serving me but you. And the Lord just told him, he said, I've got, I think, 7,000 that ain't bowed their knee to Baal. And then had to ask the Holy Spirit to open their eyes and see the multitudes that was for them, because they got discouraged, looked like they was fixing to destroy them. And the prophet said, open his eyes, Lord, that he can see. And he opened his spiritual eyes, and there was angels all around. And the Bible says, he said, there's more for you than they are against you. See, that's the way we have to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit, by meditating on the Word. See if the things of God are not real to you. Do some meditating on Him. Talk to Him. Lay there and say, Lord, help me to see you. Help me to see by your Spirit. Help me to see through the eyes of faith, Lord. Help me to see beyond where I'm at, God, that life is better the further that I go in you. And you know what, whenever you're feeling kind of down and out, it is a big challenge to do what I just said. I mean, honestly, it's not just like, you know, I mean, people say, well, you make it sound easy. I said, it don't matter what I make it sound like, it's doable. I said, it don't matter if it's not always easy. Well, I was talking to a guy the other day, talking, you know, two guys on the job the other day, and he's talking about, and I mean, I almost persuaded the dude to drive all the way from Coleman to church down here. And I never even mentioned church. I just started talking about Jesus and the power of God and all of that stuff, you know. And then all of a sudden, that dude, he said, the Bible don't say, does it, that it'd be easy? And I said, no, it don't say that it'd be easy, you know, serving the Lord. I mean, I was thinking about bearing fruit takes sacrifice. You know, to bear fruit, it'll cost you. You know, and even Jesus, he said, consider the cost. You know, consider the cost before you start. And all that, I thought, you know, you got to pray. It costs you. You know, God's going to prompt you to give of your finances and your time and, you know, get up off the eating table and go out there to them that are locked up. They're not in that paddy wagon for being good people. But you know what? God loves them. You know, most people, just like he was talking about, you know, 90-something percent of the people that guy's observed, you know, come from broken homes that didn't have a good daddy, maybe, didn't have a good mom, didn't have a good role model. You know, when I got born again, I really didn't have a husband and wife role model. Most of my family had got divorced, and if they wasn't, they just into it all the time and just not good, you know, and everything. And so once I got born again, I said, Lord, I said, Father, I don't have a good role model. I said, but Lord, you're my father. You can teach me how to be a good husband. You can teach Teresa how to be a good wife, Lord, and us to be good parents. And I began to rely on him for not forgetting. It's adding long life, and it's adding peace. It had. Go on, give me some more of that. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. Go ahead. So shall thou find favor and good understanding. Listen, if we walk in love, we talked about that the other night, walking in love, we'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I mean, you know, you'll have respect with God and you'll have respect with man, with people, praise God. Go ahead, give me some more. Trust in the Lord sometimes with your heart. All the time. Well, I used to have this because I'd go to church evangelize for about 7 years, you know, churches and different things. And most churches, when they invite me to come and preach, I'd always sit on the back, you know, until they called me up and everything. And I would hear them, the devil this, the devil that. The devil's just doing this at my house and all my grandsons and blah, blah. I mean, I heard it. And it was real to the folk. I'm not downing them. You know, and it. I mean, I couldn't hardly wait till I got that pulpit when that would happen. Because, I mean, I would bust that devil. I'd use double-aught butt shot spiritually. I'd tear his arena down when I got up there before I got to my message, you know. So I come up with this slogan thing that I like to do at church. When I was preaching sometimes, and it goes like this. Nobody knows the troubles I have. Christians singing that. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Nobody knows. Just like I was telling Nemo, Bravo. I mean, I had everything go wrong today, pressed through and got what I wanted done in Jesus' name. Amen. And he had it on Easy Street. I'm next. I'm next, Nemo. But you know what? I didn't go about singing, nobody knows the troubles I have. I began to tell God, God, you knew all of this was going to happen. And today, and I told him, I said, thank you, Lord. I will get what I need done today. I'm going in your name and in your strength. Lord, anoint Travis and them over there. And they went through trouble. But everything got done. We got home, got us an out, got ready for church, and here we is. Hallelujah. See, that's bearing fruit when you're able to press through that stuff and come out on the winning side, whether you feel good when you get it done or not. Come on, somebody. He says, trust him with all. Lean not to your own. I just don't understand why God. No, don't do that. Don't lean to your own understanding. When you don't understand, don't say it. When you don't understand, say, I don't understand yet, but God knows. I'm going to hear from him. He's going to work this thing. Keep yourself encouraged in the Lord. That is a key to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Lean not to your own. That's a big one. Well, I don't know how, Brother Scotty, I'm going to pay my bills. I do. I know exactly how. Your God, if you'll trust him, will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He'll show up somehow, some way or another. God will make a way for you. God said that he would supply. Well, bless God, he's God. And he will do it if you will let him. Lady told me one time, I don't understand why that one got healed and I ain't. I said, you're still whining. I said, I'm sorry, but listen at you. I said, that person ain't been whining. That person's been going to church. That person's been saying, I'm healed. That person's been taking the word of God. And that person's been fighting the good fight, fighting those feelings, fighting off that don't understand why God ain't. God done it over 2,000 years ago. You ain't waiting on God to heal you. Now, that makes some folk upset when you just have to get out there and, you know, say, it's not God. It's just not God. Have you fasted? Boy, y'all are getting quiet. Told Aubrey she comes over on Tuesday and spend the night. She had since she was born. Heard Aiden. Well, the other night, Grandma, I'm getting hungry. We're sitting out in the swing in the shade tree. And Grandma, okay, you stay here with Papa, and I'll go start some supper. I said, well, baby, why don't me and you just fast for Jesus? She's 5. I done explained it to her one time, you know, a little bit. And she said, no, Papa, I'm hungry. I said, well, you don't fast when you know. Why don't me and you do without food for Jesus on Tuesday? Now, I was messing with her. Nope, I'm going with Grandma. She's going with Grandma, going on with Grandma. But you know what? I'm planting them seeds already at 5. I really am. I'm planting them in her, praise God. You know, Teresa pulls up at school. We pray for them, you know. Teresa pulls up at school, I think it was yesterday, and taking her to school, and so she starts praying for her. Father, I thank you that Aubrey has a good day at school today, or whatever she prays over, you know. And so she tells Teresa, Grandma, you're crazy. You're praying, Grandma, because she's just attributed at bedtime. Papa tucking her in, I read her a book, and then I pray for her, you know, before she goes to sleep. I pray for her and everything. So she just attributes it to that so far in church, not at school yet. And so today, Teresa takes her to school, and Teresa hadn't prayed for her, and she says, Grandma, you hadn't prayed for me yet to have a good day. See, what all I'm saying is, you know, putting those seeds in our kids and our grandkids of praying and fasting. See, I told a guy one time, he come up for prayer, pray that I get a job, brother. I need a job. I said, have you sowed a seed? Sowed a seed? I said, yeah, give me a seed. You got a seed? Man, you know, Bible says give and it'll be given. But see, he had never had the concept of taking offering to the Lord to get a job because he's thinking, I need money. See how that's leaning to your own understanding? So you know what? He whoops out an offer and gives it to me. I'll get back to him later. I said, now you can get a job. God, you believe in God now. You've been waiting on God and God can't give you one because you ain't been believing him. Now you're showing him you believe him. You know what? A couple of weeks later, that dude told me, I got one of the best jobs I've ever had, man. That seed sowing works, don't it? I said, yes, sir, it works. I said, I wouldn't ask you to do it if I didn't believe that it wouldn't work. I said, you know, there's jobs out there. Somebody just told me. I mean, if you're in here and you ain't got a job, you ain't getting up off the couch. You just ain't wanting a job. You don't want to do nothing. I mean, there's people everywhere asking me, y'all know anybody, anybody? I started to go to work myself, and I thought, I ain't got time. I work all the time. Got me excited. There was all kind of jobs out there, you know, man. Made me want to go to work. I thought, well, I could work $20 an hour over there, and then I could do this garage doors when I get back with Travis. And I thought, nah, man, I ain't got time to go to work. I'm working. But you know what? I used to work hard not to work. Now I'm bearing fruit. I want 3 jobs, Mac. Crazy, right? The word, it adds peace to you. Told Travis Monday morning, whoo, glad we at work. Man, I've been wanting to come to work all weekend. I mean, you know, I told him, it's strange. I said, I can't figure it out. I said, I've trained myself to be productive, I reckon. And so if I'm not productive, I don't feel good. But you know, when you don't feel good and that drives in, it makes you feel better. You're being proved. Well, because we're made by the Lord to bear fruit. I mean, we're just made by him. And when he comes in us, but you know, bearing fruit causes us to have joy and peace. I mean, I have to yield all the time. We got some crazy, crazy drivers now on the road. None of them ain't you, I hope. I ain't going to say that. But you know what, praise God? That don't have to move me. I mean, I can get behind the slowest guy on the planet and still stay in the right spirit. I've done it, exercised it. But you know, I've been out there and lost it a bunch more than I've gained control. Why? Because I realized, you know, God's in me. Nothing should move me. Move me to out of thinking the way that I'm thinking. Love and joy and peace, hallelujah. And it's disrupting my day and causing me to have a bad day, hallelujah. Go on, give me some more. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, he said he'd direct our paths. I studied that out. You know what that means? He'll make our paths get smoother and straighter. I studied it. If we will acknowledge the Lord, he will cause our paths to get straighter and straight, better and better. Hallelujah. Not that we won't have challenges. If you want challenges, we're just going to pray for you to go on to be with Jesus. If you want to be challenge-free. That's the only way it's going to happen. We pray you before the rapture that it just translates you or something, you know. So in other words, why I'm saying that, go ahead and gear your mind up. Prepare your mind for action. Prepare your mind to fight the good fight of faith, to stay in the right spirit, to bear fruit, hallelujah. To bear, you know, the biggest thing now that I see the enemy using is fear. The COVID. Not just the COVID. No jobs, no money, can't pay the rent, you know. You know, trickling on down even in the garage doors, and I'm like, not going to affect me. God's going to work miracles for me. It don't make no difference. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. And I'm in control. Jesus said it. He said, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He said, right before that's when he said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be, what are we going to loose here? We're going to loose faith. We're going to loose the anointing. Hallelujah. Did you know, I think it was Peter's shadow, guy got healed when he got Peter's shadow. I mean, just got in close proximity to the dude and got healed. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, isn't that sus today? Well, like Psalms 91, with this plague. Every time you hear that plague, COVID-19, whatever the case might be, you need to say it out of your mouth. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. No plague will come nigh my dwelling. If somebody says it to me, what's that COVID? I tell them, no plague will come nigh my dwelling. Some of them thinks I'm dumb. Some of them knows what I'm talking about. But it don't matter to me. I still got it. That's my word. That's your word, praise God. Go ahead, give me some more. Be not wise in your reverence, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Go ahead. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. The word, he's talking about the word here and acknowledging God, man. Go ahead, give me some more. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Go ahead. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and presses shall burst out with new wine. Wine always represents the anointing, fresh anointing. Then he says here, he says, honor the Lord with our possessions, our substance, and the first fruits of all of our increase, tithing. You know, he said, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your vats will burst out with new wine. I didn't write that, but I use it, and it happened. I mean, I sold $100 and got a $5,000 job. I mean, over $100. Sold $100 and got, and not only that, it's another contractor. That they got one, and that's not happening because of just, you know, I'm in the garage door business. That just don't happen. This other contractor calls me. Every time he gets a price, he tells me, you're too high. This company's way cheaper than you. And I told him, well, just use that company. I've told him that for years, you know. And then when I would hang up, I'd be like, oh, Jesus, you know, man. And then I'd have to say, nope, God's my supply. There ain't nobody my supply. It's not people. It's not jobs. Jesus is my supply. My giving is my living, not my garage doors. I'm acknowledging God. Well, I mean, do it on your workplace. My job is not my source. Jesus is my source. The Lord, my giving is my living. Hallelujah. I live by the word of God. That's bearing fruit. And this contractor, he calls me up. He gets a price. He gets a price just the other day. And it was four big old 14 by 14s. And my thinking's like, I thought, I'm not coming down. Not doing it. And I went just like I normally did. I didn't lean to that understanding. How many of you know, if you lean to your own understanding, you'll lose. It'll cost you. And you know what? He said, okay. He said, I want them next week. I started to say, what'd you say? After all these years, you know, of not giving in to fear and losing and all of that, and having to say, Lord, you're my source. That's the way we all got to do. Don't make no difference where we are in life. It don't make no, you can be a millionaire. You still need to do it. Come on, somebody. It ain't got nothing to do with the amount of money we make or the amount of money we got or don't got. It's got to do with our heart after the Lord. And then He will bring increase to us. He'll increase us so that we can increase and give to others and be a blessing and be blessed ourselves. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? He texted me today, got a price on another job. And I thought, I'm not coming down. I'm just telling you, devil, I just ain't going to do it. So I got a price, shot him a price. He said, okay, I want them. It's another big commercial job. Week after next. And I thought, glory to God, hallelujah. This stuff's rocking, man. This stuff's happening, praise God. This is Jesus. This is all Jesus, hallelujah. You know why? He's going to bring increase. Why? Because I'm believing to be debt free. I'm believing to old man, an old man nothing but to love Him. And He's got to bring me in some chunks. I laid my hand on my house for years. The first time I called it mine and not mine in the bank. Thank you, Lord, my house is debt-free. Boy, I've been through some hell with that house. 3 months behind, foreclosure, all that, telling me I got to move out. All of my vehicles fixing to be repossessed. Behind 3 months on everything, you know. And no money, not even gas money to get to church. And God wouldn't even let me say nothing to y'all, man. I even thought about stealing money out of the treasury, $30. Boy, $30 looked like $300 to me, Mac, at that time, man. I get me a drink, I'll swallow a whole Mountain Dew. But you know what? I had not to lean, not lean to my own understanding. You know what? All of my vehicles are paid off today. I don't owe no man nothing on none of them. Got four or five of them. I don't know. Tracy got one, too. No, I forgot about the Beamy. We got a BMW, too. Hadn't drove it in a while. You know, well, what I'm saying, I'm not bragging on all that stuff. See, he said you went through the fire, you went through the flood. It looked like everybody prospering but you hanging in there. You ain't giving in to all that stuff. You ain't in no race with nobody, praise God. But you know what? One day He'll bring you out into a wealthy place. He'll bring you out into that abundant place. Well, you know what? I go by my house every now and then. And I'd say, you're mine, and Teresa's. See you in a while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I told that devil back then, I said, with the bank, the guy called me from the bank. You're going to have to move out. Put you in quick. I said, I'm not moving out of my house. Well, Mr. Weston, we'll do a quick sale on your house. I said, listen, man. I said, I know you only work there. I said, you go back and you tell your manager, your boss, that I said, you will never get my house. I signed papers that said I would pay for this house. I said, and in Jesus' name, I said, I will pay for this house. Now, I had to do that by faith. You know, I had to do it by done turned to every avenue possible. And I mean, it was bad. It was a recession. But you know what? Jesus brought me out. He brought one job when I wasn't even getting no jobs. And in 1 week, I made $7,000, and that was the beginning of the deliverance that I've never been in again, and that was in 2008 and 2009. See, let me tell you something. When you bear fruit, you can hang on to that fruit. Once you start bearing fruit in trusting God and get all that fear and that unbelief and all of that out, I'm telling you, it starts like a rolling in your life, praise God, and in my life. So I want to encourage you, you know, bear fruit. Don't give in to fear. I'm not saying, you know, just like one guy, he said, well, man, don't you even acknowledge COVID's real? I said, how can you not listen to the news? I said, but I will deny and resist it from coming to my house, in my church, in my life, in my mind, in my heart, and ruling me, and staying on my mind 24/7. I said, not going to happen. I'm going to meditate on the things of God day and night, because He's the one that has already killed that. Every name that is named has to bow at the name of Jesus. And how many knows the Bible says me and you are in his name. We're in his authority. Hallelujah. So we got authority over everything he got authority over us. He give it to us, praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Don't let fear of dying, you know, fear of getting sick, catching something. You know, you got to kill that fear. You know, and if you really believe that God loves you, the Bible said that perfected love cast that fear out. That God's able, I mean, you got to rest in God that he's able to keep you, praise God, hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you, you know, take the rest of the week, bless God, and I mean, just give that devil what for. You know, I was reading one of the commentaries in the Bible, and just hit me all of a sudden. I was reading what Paul was saying. Now, all of a sudden, you know, I never was really big on football and all that, offense, defense. I never really know what, you know. But how many knows we're, church is an offensive team. We're not a defensive team. The church is geared to be on the offense. You know what the offense does? They're taking ground. The offense are taking ground. The enemy, he's on the defense. He's just trying to hold ground. Or take ground. But you know what, praise God, tried to hold us back from taking ground. But you know, all of a sudden, the Lord, I mean, it's just like the Lord quickened me on the inside. He said, that's how come the ones that fast and pray and read, go to church, he said, they can't help themselves. He said, they got to win. He said, I put it in them. It's me that works in them both to will and to do of my good pleasure. And I stir that thing in them. That's why it's not good to back off and slack off. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we just